Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Hi, welcome to another episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. Today, I'm excited to visit with my friend and tour partner, Andrea Tordai from Gödöllő, Hungary. Hello, my friend. I miss you. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thank you that you are missing me. I miss you too. I am glad to be here.
Well, good, good, good. So, Andrea, you and I have been working together for 5 years or so, and I just have to say I love to work with you. It's easy to see that you love what you do. You are passionate about providing visitors to Hungary with a rich experience, and your knowledge about history is pretty impressive. So may I ask you to introduce your company?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So Eurovi Business and Travel Company is a family-run incoming tour operator company. We have been organizing tours, round trips in Hungary and in the neighboring countries, in Austria, Romania, I mean Transylvania mostly, Slovakia for almost 30 years. So we always have a tailor-made approach. And I think with our experience over long years, we try to do our best to provide the really best services for the requirements of our travelers. We have been organizing round trips for U.S. guests also for more than 10 years already. I really enjoy working with American people, especially with travelers who have Hungarian origin. American tourists are very inquiring, I think, very friendly, social people, open for all the information about Hungarian history, culture, music, gastronomy, countryside life, especially people of Hungarian heritage, or if the spouse, for example, has Hungarian heritage, mm-hmm. they love to learn about the Hungarian culture, folk arts, history, foods, gastronomy. It's such a big pleasure for me when I can talk to them about the culture and history of their ancestors. Yeah.
Yes. And it's, I think because there are even people that attend 2 and 3 of our tours because they enjoy your approach so much. I hope. And they learn so much each time. So. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. So last year, around this time, you taught me how to make kovi ubi, which is kovászos uborka. Did I say that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, uborka. Okay. Yes. And which is fermented Hungarian pickles. So have you made any lately? It seems like this is the perfect season for them.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have made it. I have made them already 2 times this year. But to tell the truth, it was not... A very good idea. It was not that delicious than the fermented cucumbers of the real summertime. I mean, July and August. We had a nice warm April and May, and I thought that it will work. So besides, I had learned in the quarantine weeks how to prepare sourdough bread. My family loved it so much that baking bread has become an everyday, more precisely every second day, routine in our kitchen. So I bake usually a white sourdough bread and the German type whole wheat sourdough rye bread. So having a homemade sourdough bread, it's a must to prepare a jar of kovi ubi, kovászos uborka. But the cucumbers, the gherkins that you can buy in the springtime or early summer, are still from the hothouse. So they are not the same as the cucumbers ripened on the summer sun. Besides, it has been raining in Hungary for more than 2 weeks already. Oh my God, the cherries and the strawberries went moldy, unfortunately, as well. So It was raining on the 8th of June on St. Medard, Medard Day. And due to long fog observations, if it is raining on Medard Day, it will be raining for 40 days. So I hope it won't happen this time. by the way,
that would be a lot. Yeah, a lot of rain.
A lot, yes. We are all only in the third week now.
You've got a few more to go.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So by the way, do you know that in Hungary we celebrate name days?
I do. But I think you should explain them because other people may not know about them or understand the origin of it.
Oh, yes. So name days are a tradition of attaching personal names to each day of the year and celebrating the association of particular days with those for whom the day is named. The tradition originates from the Christian church calendar and the tradition to name children after saints. So people usually give flowers, chocolates, or small gifts as present. A woman is typically given flowers on her name day by her family, friends, and colleagues in the workplace, while the men are given a glass of wine or palinka. So Hungarians are really crazy about name days, especially older people rather celebrate their name days than their birthday, which is basically drawing the attention away from their age.
Well, that's smart. And since so many people have the same name in families, or often have the same names in families, it could be a big party within a family.
Oh yes, we can celebrate together the name days. So, but in general, you know, the name days are less important than the birthdays. So the birthdays are celebrated only in family circle, while the name days are celebrated with friends and with colleagues. Yes.
Okay.
So, but back to our original topic: the really good kovi ubi is made in July and August. So in hot summer days, where your garden or the markets are full of small, bumpy cucumbers. So for preparing the kovi ubi cucumbers, so what is needed? I mean, cucumbers, bunches of half-dried dill with thick stalks and flowers, salt, garlic, and water. The cucumbers should be stuffed into 3-liter jars with a dill and garlic, covered with salty water. First we boil it, and after we cool it down a little bit, not to be very hot, and topped with a piece of sourdough bread. So the jars have to be set in the sun, but the best temperature for the fermentation is around 80 Fahrenheit. It is some 30 degrees in Hungary, yes. After about 10 days, the kovi ubi is ready. The pickles should be slightly crunchy. You should filter them, put them in a bowl covered by its own juice, and place them in the fridge to cool down. They are served cold, mainly with meat dishes. We eat it with meat dishes. So, but you can also make a delicious chilled soup from them, the kovászos uborka leves, kovászos uborka soup, which is perfect for hot summer days, yes. So my husband claims that the juice is super delicious and healthy. And in the old days, it was even added to wine to make a sort of spritzer. The Hungarian fröccs, you know, the name, the fröccs. So, but don't forget fröccs, pálinka, and wine will be the topic of another podcast that will come soon. Yeah.
Yes, we don't have to talk about all of it today, but it's good to go over the recipe that helps me remember, because I have not made it by myself yet, and I need to make the kovi ubi by myself, just to give it a shot.
Oh yeah, just some practical advices to have a really delicious one. So the cucumbers need to be a very similar size. You should make a cut on all sides of the cucumbers and don't put them on strong direct sun, just in half shade, in a warm place, yes.
Okay.
And interesting that I have recently heard that some people prepare it with potato. They say they say with the potato, the cucumbers stay more crunchy. So this is new for me. I haven't tried it, but I will try and I will tell you the results. And but this, remember this way, people who are sensitive for gluten can have it as well.
Yeah. So it replaces, you still use the cucumbers, but you replace the sourdough bread with potatoes.
Yes, but instead of sourdough bread, potato. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Huh. That is a good idea for the gluten-free people. So, Andrea, how is Hungary these days?
So, it's a quite difficult question. So, in Hungary, it seems that we have handled the COVID crisis quite well so far. And today, at the end of June, we can say that slowly we can get back our former normal life. But, of course, we are cautious and precautious. So, from now, there are no time regulations of shopping, for example, for different ages. Events with less than 400 participants can be already organized. No quarantine is required for the people coming from most of the European countries. Great Britain is still an exception. Mm-hmm. Restaurants, bars, pubs are open, but from now, more disinfection and more frequently will be made. People are seated still not so close to each other.
Okay.
And waiters have masks. It's obligatory. You know, it's a must to have mask on the waiters, but not for the people,
okay.
of the guests, I mean. So I think even if we don't have the virus, these new rules will be part of our everyday life in the near future.
Yeah, and we have that here too. You know, there's some people. Some people are wearing masks. Some people are not. Everybody has some flexibility, I guess, to some degree. But it's definitely that some of those things are here to stay. Mm. Just to what degree? Yeah. And I think everybody's trying to figure that out.
Oh yeah, yes.
So, okay.
So, but about our tours. So for our tours, we will use buses with double size seat numbers than the real group number, so everybody can sit alone. But of course, it's not valid for the couples or for the people who live together, you know, at home in the same household, unless they request it.
Right. They might need a break.
Oh yeah. So buses will be very deeply cleaned and disinfected before we start all the programs. It's unfortunately for the travelers coming from non-European countries, the quarantine is still required.
Okay.
But we hope that for the end of the summer or later still the end of the year, we can forget this pandemic period and we can welcome or American travelers and friends again in Hungary. And there will be frequent flights again. So we hope it.
Yes, yes.
So Hungary is safe. We think that most of the Hungarians will spend their summer holiday inside Hungary. And the countryside is, it is safe in the countryside, mainly in the countryside. Almost no virus infections occur there. It's really quite safe. For example, okay. we have visited Szekszárd, the Szekszárd wine region, 2 weeks ago, stayed in a wine hotel with excellent wellness facilities. We enjoyed our stay a lot after the long quarantine weeks. Just
sure. Nice to get out.
Oh, yes. So we sampled excellent wines, had delicious dishes, made some hiking, biking in the vineyards, pampered our body in the spa, in the pool, so in the sauna, got some nice relaxing anti-stress massages. So it was fun. It was really very relaxing.
Yeah. Well, now I can't wait to get back there. You make it sound so inviting.
Oh, yes.
It's time. It's time to get back. It'll be hard for me not to be there this year. I may not be there the entire year. And that just seems very weird to me now after having been there 3 times a year.
Oh, yes.
For the last several years. I miss you too. So let's talk a little bit about our tours, specifically what the three are coming up in 2021. I know the whole world is waiting to travel, but let's dream a little about what's going to happen in 2021. Mm-hmm. So the first one we're going to do is the 1956 Revolution Memories Trail Tour in Hungary, and it'll be June 19th. Through July 21st of 2021. So, Andrew, do you want to talk just briefly about what to expect on that tour, where we'll be in Hungary for that tour?
Oh, yes, exactly. So we plan 3 12-day tours next year, as you said. And the first one will be in June and 2 others in the fall. So the first tour in June will focus on the 1956 revolution. We will talk a lot about the communism and which were the reasons that this revolution happened. So we will visit the main sites of the demonstrations, the fights during a special city tour. We will visit the House of Terror Museum, and many more interesting sites and programs related to this sad but very brave event. Not only in Budapest, but also we will travel to the Austrian-Hungarian border, and we will visit the place where people could escape after the revolution, the Andau Bridge, so and many more sites. And we will visit the Lake Balaton, but do not misunderstand, it won't be a sad tour. We will have a lot of nice and relaxing programs and nice visits to museums, castles, palaces, and we will eat very delicious dishes in the restaurants. So it will be fun. But
so it's a heavy topic, but we will make sure that there are other fun, interesting, lighter things
of
to
course.
Experience. Okay.
Of course. Okay.
And then in September, we're going to do a folk art and culinary tour. Hmm. And that'll be September 4th through the 16th of 2021. And do you want to talk a little bit about the region we'll visit there and maybe a few of the things that we'll do?
Oh, yes. So during the folk art and culinary tour early September, so among numerous attractive programs, we will visit folk artisans. We will learn how to make traditional embroidery, laces. We will visit a village and prepare traditional dishes with local ingredients, sample delicious wines, many sorts of barinka.
Oh, good.
Boom, yes. Barinka is always included. Yes.
Sure, yes. That's a good thing.
Yes. And a lot more. So, but I can suggest people who are listening to this podcast to listen the next few podcasts, because we will give a detailed information about these tours.
Yes. So, and we'll also have a link in the show notes too, so that people can read about them as well, so that there's a couple of different ways that you can learn about them and then always get in contact with us if you have more questions.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and what region of Hungary will we be visiting for the?
Yes. So we will start in Kecskemét, between the Duna and Tisza rivers, this territory. We will spend some days, 4 nights there. And then we will visit Szeged, that is located in the near to the Serbian border in the southern part of Hungary. And we will return at the end to Budapest. So actually, we will organize the different programs from these 3 towns. So in all the 3 towns, Kecskemét, Szeged, and Budapest, we will stay 4 nights.
Okay. Okay. Good. And then, very exciting, we are going to go back to Transylvania. This will be our 3rd time visiting the Hungarian area of Romania in September. So we've kind of called that tour Adventure in the Fairyland, Explore Transylvania. And talk a little bit about, you know, the area of Transylvania that we will be in.
Yes,
for that
tour. So really, the third tour next year will take us to beautiful Transylvania, including Seclerland, as you told few minutes ago. We call it often Fairyland, thanks to its untouched, amazing nature and mountains and rich history. So we will visit the historical towns of former Great Hungary, Nagyvárad, that is located very near to the current Hungarian-Romanian border. We will visit Segesvár, that was a former Saxon town, and Gyulafehérvár, that was the capital of Transylvanian principality during the time of, during the Turkish time when Hungary was under Turkish occupation and Transylvania was an independent principality. And we will visit medieval castles. We will stay this time not in Csíkszereda and Hargita region, but we will stay in the Kovászna County, and 4 nights we will stay there. And the Kovászna County is a land of historical mansions, healing waters. We will stay 4 nights in a mansion, in the so-called Daniel Mansion, that is a medieval building itself, but it has been refurbished, reconstructed, of course. We will take part in cooking, baking, local food at a family, and we will have many, many interesting activities. So it will be the topic of some of the next podcasts.
Okay. So, and if somebody wanted to, since these two in September are close together, somebody could come for the first tour and actually stay for the second tour as well.
Of course. As I remember, there is only one night between the two, 1 day between the two tours. So it's easy to come to both tours. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good, good, good. Well, I'm excited about these tours. I love visiting Hungary. And I feel very strongly about getting into the countryside. Budapest is a beautiful city, but there is so much to Hungary besides Budapest.
Yes, yes. So actually, our tours focus mainly in the countryside, for the countryside, Hungarian countryside or Transylvania. But we always include, of course, some days stay in Budapest. So, but you're right. So Budapest is beautiful, one of the top tourist destinations in the world. But I can claim that most of our travelers prefer staying in the countryside. That is so relaxing. Yes. There's no crowd. The air is clearer. So people are more friendly, more open, like than in a big city, of course. Budapest is a typical big city. It's beautiful and it's very attractive and it's a must, of course. But I think after the pandemic period, Budapest will change as well a little bit. So I'm sure that it will be a much better place. Hopefully without the over-tourism that has been very annoying recently. So really, I think Budapest was very crowded in the main season, in the springtime and in the fall, especially in the weekends.
Yes. Yeah. I like to avoid Budapest on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
It just gets too crowded. But it's still beautiful. I mean, I wouldn't want to not spend any time in Budapest, but it's so nice and relaxing to be out in the countryside. I love it.
Yes, Budapest has a beautiful sites. So actually the Castle District area is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And so it's really interesting. It's a must, you know, to spend some days in Budapest, mainly if you haven't been here before. But the countryside is a different kind of...
I think it's magical.
Yes.
To me, it's magical. So I am often asked about how much walking there is on the tours. So I tell people you just have to be ready to walk at least 2 miles a day. And of course, sometimes it's more and sometimes it's less. But I think the thing that people in the U.S. don't think about is we're often on cobblestones or brick streets, and so it's not just a smooth surface.
So, yes, so our tours are not hiking tours, of course, but it may happen that we walk 2 miles a day, but never at a stretch. So if we have slow walkers in the group, or if someone doesn't want to climb to the castle, to the high castle, I mean, located on a mountain or on a hill, or do a longer walking city tour, we can find them a place to sit and relax, let them relax while the group goes. And then we will come back, of course, to pick them up. So we are very flexible, and we understand, of course, if people have difficulties with walking long distances. So this is not a problem in our group.
Well, and that's the nice thing about being a smaller group, is that we can be flexible and attend to, you know, if people have a need or, you know, things happen. You might twist your ankle while you're on the trip. So it's nice to have a spot where you can have a seat and just relax. So what if someone like me has relatives in Hungary that they would like to connect with, but they might have a language barrier, or they know how to connect with them, but they don't know how to connect with the details. Can you help them meet up with their relatives?
Of course. So we have lots of programs during the normally 12 days tours, but always plan to leave some free time for the people. During this free time, they can meet their relatives. It is also an option for the relatives to join us for a dinner or for some programs or even for some days of the tour. Okay. So if someone wants to add, a few extra days before or after the tour to explore Budapest or his ancestral town on their own, or with a translator, can all be added into the package as well. So we provide translators, guides, English-speaking guides for the extra programs. And we are open. Of course, everything is possible.
Okay, good. And why should people consider taking a tour with us as opposed to traveling on their own? What are the advantages?
Mm-hmm. So we have always traveled with smaller groups. It's like traveling with a family. The size of the groups is perfect for visiting smaller venues or folk artisans. So normally our tours are 20, 25 people, or sometimes less than 20 people. And we really get to know a lot about Hungary. So it's easier in a small circle. And we visit both in the countryside, and we visit the bigger cities. As I told you, as we explained some minutes ago, we visit Budapest. So it's a very colorful program always. We try to make a very colorful program each time. So, and personally, I have enjoyed meeting the people and have seen some of them 2-3 times on the trip. It's always fun. So we have regular guests already. It's very nice. I'm very happy. Yeah.
I think one of the things that I appreciate, and I have been to Hungary multiple times and in multiple situations. And I think what I love about being with a tour group is that there is a tour guide with us all the time. So when I have a question about something, or I notice something, maybe it's a word I don't know, or maybe it's a custom that I'm not familiar with, that the opportunity to ask somebody who knows, or even a piece of history, that's the advantage of having a tour guide along with us, because it's like you have a person that can explain things to you. And I appreciate that, having that along with the tour. It's part of the package. So,
yeah. Yes, this is the advantage of the tours. Yes, and of course, me, and if there is another guide, English-speaking guide with the group, we always enjoy, you know, to be at the end of the tour, we are really like a family. Mm-hmm. So we have been together 12 days, and we get to know each other, And it is so difficult sometimes to say goodbye, you know.
When for everybody, people, yes.
For everybody, you know. Yeah. Yes, at the airport, it's very difficult. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, good. Well, Andrea, do you have anything else you'd like to add or...
I have got lots of things to add, but I think there is no time now to add. But in the next podcast, we will talk about lots of things. It was the first time, you know, just an introduction. Really, we will talk about many interesting topics.
Yes, you will be a regular guest.
I hope so.
Once a month, for sure. We will be talking about things and different aspects. And so some of the upcoming podcasts will include greater detail about each of the tours that are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Well, good. Okay. Very good to visit with you.
It was a pleasure.
Say hello to Hungry for me. Tell her I'll be there soon. I just don't know when.
I hope so. Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hungarian Living is a division of Magyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at magyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.